Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is the gospel lesson. And opening up their gifts, they presented him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Now, it is one of the strange aspects of our giving offerings that in the giving we are recipients. Think through that for a moment with me. As you think through the different parts of the service, there are parts that we would kind of normally associate with the grace of God from God to us, like the absolution, or the Lord's Supper, or baptism, or the Word of God. There are other parts of our service that we would naturally tend to say are from us to God, such as when we speak the creed or the offerings. But in the figuring of God, in the economy of God, everything is wrapped up in Him giving to us. I remember learning this lesson kind of as a nugget that had to have time to grow many years ago from a woman who had been given a terminal diagnosis of cancer. And she said that it had made very important to her a certain verse in the Psalms, Psalm 20, verse 3. May He remember all your offerings and regard with favor your burnt sacrifices. And I asked, how's that figure? And she said, you know, the things that I've done in my life that I have tried to do for God, they are not without pride and sin, because I'm sinful. And all of those things that I've wanted to offer to God, He didn't have to accept from me. They didn't have to be right and acceptable in His eyes. The fact that they are is simply by His grace and His mercy. That is a gift that I have been given from Jesus Christ. That's pretty deep, isn't it? But that understanding is something that makes sense out of a whole lot of parts of life. The offerings that we bring, the worship that we offer, the hymns that we sing, they don't have to be acceptable in the eyes of God. Our worship is not perfect and spotless. Our thoughts and our devotion to God is not without doubt. Our lives are not without sin. Why then would God receive us as His people? Why would He receive our worship as proper worship? Why would He receive our offerings and rejoice over them? And the answer is simply by the grace of Jesus Christ. Now, with that in mind, think about the wise men from the East. We don't know their background. We don't know their other beliefs. We don't know what led them to follow a star. There are some prophecies in the Old Testament that may have brought them to Jerusalem. And then from Jerusalem, the words of the prophet Micah, to Bethlehem. But as they come, they kneel before the Christ and they worship Him. They recognize Him as God, as King, as Savior. And their coming into the kingdom of God is welcomed by God. Some years ago, and this happened on my first time traveling over to Southern Africa. I came across a practice over there. They call it Moko Loko Tani. Long name. What's it mean? And what it meant is that the practice of giving offerings over in Africa begins with singing. And then as the singing goes on, they will sing a song that they can repeat over and over again. And as they continue to do this, starting out in the front, they begin to come forward, and then everybody comes forward, and they sing and dance their way up the center aisle to place their offerings on the table at the front and continue to sing as they return to the pews. And you ask, why is this? And they will say, because our offerings don't have to be acceptable in the eyes of God. And the fact that our offerings and our lives and we ourselves are acceptable in the eyes of God, that's His grace. And if it's His grace, what are we to do but sing? And that's pretty good. That also is something we're not going to do today, so don't worry. Okay? But it's pretty good. It's an understanding of who we are as the people of God, made the people of God by His grace. We may not get it all the time. The wise men may not have figured that out quite then. The wise men may come thinking, oh, we're offering to God our gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Myrrh? Little detour here. Myrrh? Why, that's not in the Old Testament lesson from Isaiah that talks about gold and frankincense. Myrrh? You know what myrrh is used for? It's used to cover the smell of a dead and rotting body. Is that an appropriate gift for a baby? Ladies, think about this at your next baby shower. Bring a black envelope with a gift certificate for a funeral home. And see how that goes over. Not at all, right? So here come the wise men bringing gold and frankincense and myrrh? They figured something out, didn't they? That this is not only King and God, He is to be the sacrifice and the one offered for all the sins of the whole world, and in His sacrifice, the Gentiles would be accepted into the kingdom of God. Those who have wandered far from God would be invited to come back to God. Those whose lives had gone completely off the rails would be restored in their relationship with God. And so they come, offering these offerings and perhaps having figured out that the greatest gift being given that day was that they were allowed to be there to offer their worship to God. Isaiah says, nations shall come to your light. Paul says, present yourselves as living sacrifice. And so our days and our hours and our gifts and the offerings we bring, our times of prayer, our worship and our praise and our singing, who we are, sinners come close to God. Sinners who cannot come before God as anything except sinners. We are welcomed by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This King, this Lord, who was to be the sacrifice. And in His doing that, He transforms everything. the offerings. God takes our offerings as He received the offerings of those wise men. He transforms everything. The wise men, their offerings and their gifts became a preaching of the gospel, part of the work of God. Our offerings, our lives, our hours, our minutes, our prayers, our acts of kindness, our struggle with doubt, our desire to serve God, well, first of all, that came from God to us, and being a gift of God, then we bring that gift of God, we bring a gift of God and we lay it before God, or we offer it to God. And He does not say to us, "What's so special about this? I gave it to you in the first place." He says, "You are welcome to be here, to worship, to be a part of my kingdom, to be a part of my eternity, to be a part of the blessings of God, both receiving and being a part of giving those blessings." And isn't that an amazing thing? That everything we do ends up being wrapped up in the gift of God for us. It was promised. It was promised thousands of years ago to Abraham, "In you all the families of earth will be blessed." It was fleshed out and expanded. Book of Revelation, from every tribe and people and nation and language. It is a gift from God to you that you are here. A gift from God to you that you are invited to be here. A gift from God to you that you have received faith and have responded to His invitation, and a gift from God to you. The times, the days, the hours, and the things that you do with your life in the service of God. Rejoice, receive it as a gift of His grace, and rejoice in living it. In Jesus' name, Amen.